Today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily is packed with exciting developments from the world of AMD and beyond. We'll cover AMD's strategic partnership with Nutanix to enhance enterprise AI, the latest updates on LLVM Clang and Mesa, the announcement of the EPYC 8005 series, and a look at Micron's entry into the GDDR7 memory market. Plus, we'll explore how Samba Nova is positioning itself against NVIDIA in the agentic AI space. Let's dive into the details. AMD and Nutanix partnership for enterprise AI. First up, AMD has announced a multi-year strategic partnership with Nutanix, aimed at accelerating the adoption of an open and scalable platform for enterprise AI. This is a significant move, as both companies are committed to creating a full-stack AI infrastructure that can be deployed across various environments, data centers, hybrid setups, and the edge. AMD plans to invest up to $250 million in Nutanix, with $150 million going directly into Nutanix shares and an additional $100 million allocated for joint R&D and market collaboration. This partnership will integrate AMD's CM software and enterprise AI platform into Nutanix's cloud and Kubernetes platforms, optimized for AMD EPYC CPUs and AMD Instinct GPUs. This collaboration emphasizes the importance of openness in AI infrastructure, especially as inference workloads become increasingly prevalent in enterprise computing. The first jointly developed agentic AI platform is slated for release in late 2026, which is exciting news for enterprises looking for flexible and efficient AI solutions. LLVM Clang 22 Performance Insights. In other news, the stable release of the LLVM Clang 22 compiler has generated some buzz, especially regarding its performance on AMD's Zen 5 architecture. Initial benchmarks show that performance improvements are largely incremental compared to Clang 21. The tests were conducted on an AMD EPYC 9655P server, showcasing the compiler's capabilities across various open-source C++ workloads. While there are no groundbreaking performance leaps, it's worth noting that LLVM Clang has reached a competitive level with GCC in many scenarios. This is significant for developers who rely on robust compilers for optimizing their workloads. Mesa 26.01 release. Continuing with software updates, Mesa has released version 26.0.1, which includes an important security fix for out-of-bounds memory access in web GPU contexts. This is particularly crucial given the growing adoption of web GPU in modern web browsers. Additionally, the update brings various fixes for the RADEV driver, including potential corruption issues and GPU hangs. The release also improves LavaPipe support for DMA buff imports, enhancing Vulkan performance on AMD hardware. It's a reminder of the ongoing efforts to ensure stability and security within the graphics stack. AMD 8005 series announcement. Moving on to hardware, AMD has unveiled the EPYC 8005 series, which fills the gap between the existing EPYC 9005 series and the lower-end EPYC 4005 series. Codenamed Serrano, these processors are designed specifically for one-piece servers with focus on telco RAN workloads, emphasizing performance per dollar and performance per watt. The EPYC 8005 series is expected to leverage AMD's Zen 5 architecture, promising high core counts and efficiency. While specific SKU details are still pending, this announcement signals AMD's continued commitment to providing tailored solutions for emerging workloads, particularly in telecommunications. Micron joins the GDDR7 market. In memory news, Micron has officially introduced its 3GB GDDR7 modules operating at 36GB/s. While this is a step forward, being 12.5% faster than earlier GDDR7 modules, it still lags behind competitors like Samsung and SK Hynix, which offer speeds up to 42.5 Gbps. However, Micron's timing may be strategic, as current NVIDIA GPUs do not yet fully leverage these higher speeds. This diversification in the GDDR7 market could provide much-needed support for GPU manufacturers amidst ongoing supply chain challenges. Samba Nova versus NVIDIA in agentic AI. Finally, let's discuss how Samba Nova is positioning itself against NVIDIA in the realm of agentic AI. With a recent $350 million funding round, Samba Nova is focusing on its new Cerulean 2 SN50 Reconfigurable Data Unit RDU compute engine, designed to handle the complex workflows required for agentic AI applications. The SN50 architecture features a mix of reconfigurable elements that optimize for high bandwidth memory access, allowing for efficient inference processing. SambaNova claims that its new chip can outperform NVIDIA's offerings in specific workloads, emphasizing the importance of cost-effective inference as the demand for AI applications continues to grow. Closing thoughts. As we look forward, it's clear that the landscape for GPUs and AI infrastructure is rapidly evolving. The partnership between AMD and Nutanix could redefine enterprise AI deployment, while advancements in compiler technology and memory solutions will continue to shape development environments. SambaNova's aggressive moves against NVIDIA highlight the competitive nature of the AI space, ensuring that innovation remains a priority. It's an exciting time to be involved in GPU development and AI engineering. Thank you for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily. We'll continue to bring you the latest and greatest in AMD and GPU news. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with GPUs.